Hey, this is Johnny with Hollywood Undead, and you're listening to the SRA. That's S-R-A. See, I woke up like this.
Pajamas.
These are pajama pants.
Oh, they actually?
Yeah. Seriously.
Pajamas.
These are pajamas, literally.
Where from? Calvin Klein, though.
Yeah.
So you did make a bit of an effort.
They're a gift.
So what's your name, sorry?
Johnny.
Johnny. Frankie.
Nice to meet
Lovely
you.
Lovely to meet you. Yeah. From Hollywood Undead.
Yes, ma'am.
And how are you finding it here in the UK?
I find it quite nice.
Have you been here before?
Heck yeah.
Loads of times.
Yeah, I've spent half my life here, practically, it feels like.
Are you always performing in the UK?
Yeah, we come to the UK quite a bit. We were out here in the beginning of the year. We did, mostly London and Norwich and Glasgow and stuff like that. So
I love the way you say Glasgow.
Yeah, I don't say it the way I'm supposed to. Glasgow.
Can you do a Scottish accent?
No.
That was actually quite good. So when did you start the band?
2005.
Wow. So, I mean, that's quite a wee while as well.
Yeah, I'm a wee old now, mate.
A wee bit old. You tried. The effort's there.
Yeah, when we started, I was a teenager. Now I'm an old fuck.
So where did you expect it to go when you started it?
I definitely thought we'd be bigger than we are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm one of the guys who's not happy with it.
Okay.
My expectations were higher.
So what's your expectations now? What do you want to get to?
Now I've given up.
He's given up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're still touring. I think that's pretty good. Do you sing in the shower?
I actually do, because I warm up, because we have to play.
Ah, of course.
So I had 10 minutes in the shower, 5 minutes getting dressed, 2 brushing my teeth, boom, out the door.
Where is it you're from originally?
Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that why Hollywood Undead?
That's the name.
But where's the undead coming from? You guys are very much alive.
It would appear so. When we were little kids, we used to go out and, you know, we'd sneak out and stuff like that, and we'd see all the prostitutes and the crackheads and stuff. And we used to call them the undead, because to us, to kids, it just seemed like they didn't sleep.
Yeah.
So when we were naming the band, we thought Hollywood Undead.
And have you guys known each other since you were kids?
Oh, yeah. I went to preschool with those guys right there.
That's amazing.
So I was 4.
Do you not get sick of them?
No, I do. I'm sick of them right now. That's why I'm so happy to be talking to you.
And what's the difference between, like, a British crowd or an American crowd at a festival?
I think crowds in Europe, not just Britain alone, in general, are much more enthusiastic than crowds in America. It's just the way it is.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to say it was the other way around, being an American, that we have the best crowds, but we don't.
See, it's just Britain, isn't it? You just have to move here permanently.
Yeah, if it stops raining,
yeah.
I'll look into it.
Well, it's been amazing chatting to you. Thank you so much.
No, I appreciate it.
That was Hollywood Undead. Here's Frankie talking to Sam Fender.
So you were one of the Sams of 2018.
Yeah.
How has 2018 been different from 2017? Because you had quite a few things going on. It's like you had your debut song as well, that came out.
Yeah. It's been hectic, man. Like,
really?
It's been completely hectic. Really overwhelming, but I'm genuinely buzzing about it all. I'm really happy and just thankful that it's all going the same way.
Yeah. So how did it all come about? How did you get that first single out?
Man, which is, I recorded Play God in a shed with my mate, and played it to my manager, and he loved it, and we got it mixed properly by Barney Barnicott, and then we put it out there. got some work done, got artwork done for it, and it just got latched onto by everyone. Got played on Radio 1, and it just really kind of spun us into this place, which I never expected we'd ever be. And
yeah.
Then ever since we released singles since then, it's just snowball, and it's mad.
No, but you seem a bit like deer in headlights.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
does it sometimes, like, do you feel like you have to pinch yourself sometimes?
I have to slap myself most mornings.
Really?
Yeah.
And Dead Boys just came out as well.
Yeah.
So that's obviously, it's really important right now, because that, like, mental health is such, like, I don't know, it's a really important thing in the media right now. Everybody's talking about it. Is that why you wrote it? You wanted to bring to light the toxic masculinity that's kind of going around right now? What was your kind of thought process behind writing that?
Basically, it came from a pretty hectic place. I lost a friend to suicide a year ago, a very close mate of mine. And then another friend did it as well. And then it kind of became this kind of pandemic where a lot of people committed suicide in my hometown, all men, boys and men. And it's kind of just been non-stop since then, really. And I wrote about it because I had it. It was a way for me to kind of to put it into words, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of really highlighted how much of a prevalent issue it is, because every time I played it to somebody, someone told me their story about how they lost somebody or and how they knew somebody who'd done it. And then I looked at the stats, and the stats are staggering. It's like 84 men kill each other a week in this country. Yeah. So yeah, I wrote a song about it, and I think hopefully if it raises any awareness or gets somebody to talk about their problems, then it's done its job.
Well, it is gorgeous. It's so beautiful, especially when I was listening to the start, because it's quite haunting at the beginning, and then when it properly kicks in, it's really good. So how did you write that? Did you write it on your own, or what is the process of
writing them out? Yeah, just like I write lyrics and then kind of marry it with melody and stuff on the guitar and piano. It's kind of old school singer songwriter on a piano, on a guitar, on the own. That's it.
Yeah.
And then I put the band around it after that, and then do it in the studio, and then voila, here it is.
And what's your favourite instrument to play out of all the instruments you do play?
I love them all, to be honest. I've got to stay guitar, obviously, maybe it's my first instrument, but I love piano as well. So, quite like the drums, but
are you actually? No, that's fantastic. Thanks, it was lovely to meet you. Thank you for speaking to you.
Take care.
I'm here with Sports Team. How does it feel to be at Leeds?
We're here. Yeah, it's great actually. It's quite nice. The introducing stage might be slightly scuppered by the rain, I think.
Yeah.
But it should be fun. It's Al's hometown, so she's been coming here since she was sort of 13, 14. So it's a homecoming for her at least.
And it's an unusual name, Sports Team. So how did that come about?
I still dislike the name quite a lot. But we had kind of a suggestions group going for quite a while, and there were definitely worse ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what sports team though? Like, what sport would it be?
Alzheimer only likes, well, play sport.
Oh, yeah, to a semi professional level.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's women's football. Yeah.
Okay, so you're a football team? You're like five a side?
Oh, no, I don't know about that. Yeah, no, we're not a very sporty gang. Maybe that was the point.
And you guys drove down here?
We were doing. We were in my mum's car for the last 5 months, which we had to jump start every time. This one you don't have to jump start, which is a nice change of pace. So,
but how did you all fit in your mum's car?
It was.
was there somebody in the boot?
Really cozy.
With great difficulty.
So you're looking forward to your gig in about an hour or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're on about 7.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, the station's really nice as well. It's like me and Ollie have been going to Reading since we were kids. It's very different. If we can feel like the Cortinas are a more popular band here than us.
I actually saw the Cortinas at this festival about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was so lively.
Uh-huh.
So if we're anything to compete with, we should be screwed.
It must be quite surreal for you, though, like coming back to
somewhere. I've been getting a lot of messages from like high school friends who are just absolutely buzzing. And like, it's very nice.
What's the best gig that you guys have ever done?
We've done two best gigs. One was at Moth Club quite recently, which is sort of like a sellout in London, like people getting turned away from the door. There was another one in, was it Dijon or Nantes?
It was in Nantes.
There was a festival we did in Nantes, which was incredible, absolutely unbelievable, called Les Durian. It was the other best gig we've ever played.
So why did you guys decide to start this band?
I think we kind of fell into it. We definitely fell into it, but it was me, Rob and Jerry and Henry would sort of march down to sort of various bars. The first song we ever played was the Christmas one, sort of knocking about. And then we gradually fed up more people. People seemed to enjoy it, basically, whatever it was that it had. And I think it always had this sort of gang mentality to a bit of a sense of humour and felt a bit different. Like, not like a traditional gig, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people were attracted to that, and the more people turned up, the more we thought, all right, well, we actually need to take this a bit more seriously. And more recently, we all quit our jobs, so... That's so that's the new serious
the new
band
fun
move.
Bit that we're
there was a sound guy the other night who we were playing in Cambridge, and he was like, "Oh yeah, so what are you lads up to?" And he's like, "Oh, we've got Scala coming up. That's kind of a big venue in London, so 1,000 cats." And he was like, "Oh, amazing! That sounds like you're doing really well." I was in a band once, kind of got to about that level. And he was like, "Yeah, I had a go." He's like, "Yeah, didn't quite make it in the end." He's like, "It sounds like it's going great for you guys. Obviously, never to quit your jobs over." But that's his line.
That's good though, because if you really want to put your heart and soul into it, you've got to quit the job.
Yeah.
And
for
it's
real.
Quite hard being in a band because you've got to rely on the other person, because that's the thing that keeps the band together. So if you're all on the same page, do you feel like you are? Like, you do have the same vision?
Yeah, definitely. I think for us, more than anything else, it's these two tours we've got. So we go on tour with Hines and Magic Gang, basically, who are playing Leeds. I don't know what day they're doing it. Hines are definitely doing today. We can't wait. So we're on tour for it to October, right through to mid-December with them around Europe and stuff too. So that's something we wouldn't have been able to do in the past that we can now do, which is brilliant.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Sophie here. We've just wrapped up the first set of interviews for today, and we're off to do some exploring. Who do you want to go and see, Frankie?
I really want to go see a sports team because we had such a good interview with them, and I think they'll be fantastic.
I really want to see the vaccines. We didn't get a chance to interview them, but I'm sure they're going to be amazing on stage. So we're going to go and see them now, and we'll let you know how it goes.
So we've just been to see the vaccines and sports team, and they were both amazing. Sports team, like, they just have such a stage presence. It's
so much energy.
Yeah.
So much energy.
Especially the lead singer. Yeah. Although there was a moment where the mic fell, like the mic stand just absolutely fell.
And then he fell.
Yeah. But they were fantastic. They were so good.
I've never seen anyone move like that.
Oh, either have I.
I don't know. I want to know what he eats for breakfast because I need that amount of energy.
Oh, it's fantastic. And then the vaccines were just... They were also a bit mad too.
God. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, the eyes on the main singer. I've never seen anything like it.
It was a bit terrifying, yeah. But they were brilliant. To be
scary, good. But we loved it.
Yeah, they've done such a show.
Such a show. Yeah, we're going to go back and do the rest of the interviews now. We've got Tom Grennan coming up, so that should be really good. So I'm with Husky Loops.
Yes.
How was your set?
Woo! It was great.
Great. And what's your favourite thing about performing?
It's different every time. We actually play everything live, which is not necessarily obvious for bands if there's anything to do. So that's it, no backing track, no click, and you know, we use a lot of analog stuff, and therefore every single night literally could be different, and we jump in between songs, so.
And also, you don't know the mood of the crowd. You don't know the mood of each of us. It's always different environment.
Or the weather.
Or the weather.
Yeah. The weather can really change a lot.
So your sound has been described as breaking genre boundaries. How would you personally describe your sound to someone who maybe hasn't listened to you before?
I don't know. I think that fits. It's more. It's just caring less about genre and boxing music and enjoying music regardless of its genre when it's good.
Yeah, I wouldn't really say it's about crossing genres. I think we actually don't think about genres.
And you released a mixtape in July. What caused a mixtape as opposed to like a standard EP?
Well, I mean, it was clearly inspired by the hip-hop world, and I think in that sense a mixtape, it is kind of like more of an album. In fact, this mixtape was like 7 songs and it was a bit longer than a normal EP. Yeah, we wanted to do like something with our friends and with some hip-hop people and rappers, so it just felt natural to just call it mixtape, yeah.
I think the environment of a mixtape gives you a different freedom, you know? We so much more freedom to just do whatever we want and jam with friends and stuff.
That's also true, yeah. If you call it EP, people expect it to be like 3 or 4 songs, you know?
Well, it's also us ourselves pressuring, like, to make... When we made the EPs, it was the 3 of us in the room and the best that we could give the 3 of us. But making music in these years, we have met so many cool people that we love to play with, and a mixtape is just a place where you can experiment on that.
So there's 4 months left of 2018. What lies ahead for you in the next coming months?
A UK tour that we're going to do. It's going to be 17 shows, so quite a long one.
And is there anything that your fans can look forward to in 2019?
We're definitely going to go into the studio soon and do some new stuff.
Yeah, we're writing a lot, so yeah. I think a lot of next year will be about that.
Yeah. Well, when you go and play the Joiners, you'll have to pop into Radio Sonar and come and do a little live session for us.
Oh, we'd love to.
Love to, yeah.
Do it. That was Sophie talking to Husky Loops, and now I'm away to chat to Tom Grennan. So, Tom, I'm really liking the look.
Thank
a little
you.
Bit of paint. Where does this come from?
Mate,
it's not even paint.
I'm mud, mate.
Sorry, I'm not really understanding your accent. Where is that from?
Oh, I'm from Bedford.
Bedford, where is that?
Yeah. Like north of London.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, have you been to a lot of festivals before?
Yeah, I came. My first set of a festival was Reading. And I've always wanted to do Leeds and Reading, so.
Uh-huh. And is this the first time?
I did Leeds and Reading yesterday. Last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And you started singing when you were 18 at a party.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did this come about? You were just a little bit drunk and you thought, come on, let's just put on the cooks and just
basically,
have a
wee. Yeah, I just got really drunk and confident and just jumped on, and then from there really it's just all kind of, I was like, I want to do that, and then I kind of like just gradually kind of set myself goals and stuff like that, so yeah.
But the cooks, why the cooks?
Because I was a big fan of the cooks.
Well, they're playing.
Yeah, I know, you're playing today.
Have you met them before?
Yeah.
Did you tell them, you know, I sang your song
and
that's
all?
Yeah,
I'm friends with Luke
now. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I bet that was a bit of a weird experience, isn't it?
Yeah,
mad. Had you sung before? Like, had you ever, you know, in the house?
No.
Never?
No.
Not even in the shower?
No.
Really?
No.
So what made you think, right, Mon, let's just get the guitar out and have a wee go of the cooks?
I don't know, just it was because it was on a karaoke, isn't it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, so it was one of them?
Yeah.
And then your friends just liked your voice. What was it they liked about your voice?
I don't know. Still don't know.
And you wanted to be a footballer before this? Mm. So how did that change?
When I found out that I wasn't any good at it.
Do you have like a routine like during the day to like keep look after yourself or
yeah,
not really?
Yeah, I warm up every morning and like just try to look after it really because that's my instrument and I think if there's no voice then there's no show, so I've got to keep it. Yeah, looked after. I've got to nanny it. Yeah.
And before your career really kicked off, had you ever had singing lessons?
No.
Really?
No, no, no.
And then you just kind of went with it.
Yeah, I never thought. I was like, nah, off that. I don't want to do that. Well, I don't want to do singing lessons, but they're so important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a singer and listening to this, then I'd fully advise to go and see if, like, someone who knows what it is. It's not to, like, even, like, teach you how to sing. It's to show you how to look after it.
And you play guitar as well?
Not really.
Not really? You dabble?
Dabble, yeah.
Yeah, and when you create the music, do you use the guitar to do that as well?
Yeah.
So just like basic chords?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
And do you like do piano or
no,
anything?
I've actually got piano lessons coming up.
Oh, brilliant.
So I want to, like my second record, I want to like proper have more intel and more like having a go at doing like instruments.
And
stuff like that.
Uh-huh. And what goals do you have for the future in terms of your music?
To headline this thing.
Do you feel like your style's getting like changing a little bit?
The record's just come out, so my style of singing and my style of writing, I don't know what the second album's going to be yet, so...
You got a lot lined up in the next few months?
I'm going on tour. I've got September, October, I'm doing Europe, and I'm doing November, September, October.
Mm-hmm.
October, I'm doing UK and Ireland.
Well, it's been amazing talking to you.
Thank you so much. Have a good festival.
Brilliant.
Nice one.
We're really excited because Frankie has just interviewed Tom Grennan. How was that?
Oh, it's fantastic. He's such a nice guy.
He's lovely, isn't
I know.
He?
We were just chatting about... well, actually, the first thing I said to him was he had mud on his trousers. And I was like, come on, you need to wear wellies. But yeah, he was absolutely fine with that. He agreed. He probably should have worn wellies. But you know, it's actually stopped raining now. So we're going to just go out and enjoy some more of the festival. We did say we wanted to see Manu Ling and Hannah once.
Yes,
so,
I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, we're
and
gonna
Jack
catch
Jones.
Them.
Jack
yeah,
Jones
Jack Jones
playing.
As well.
We're going to have to run over there really quickly.
Yeah,
get that.
Right, we're going to run now. Right,
yeah.
See you later.
Bye. That's a wrap for today. We've just been to see Jack Jones, Manu Ling and Hannah Wants, and they were all incredible.
Oh, it was insane, especially Hannah Wants at the end. Like, she threw such a party. Although, to be honest, they all were.
The atmosphere is like no other, honestly. Like, everyone's just... The mosh pits as well.
Oh, yeah, during Manu Ling, the mosh pits. I was actually quite scared. Like, we were close to getting in one, but, you know, I'm not about that life, so we stayed well clear of the inside of that circle. It was not happening.
No, they just continued to play banger after banger, and it was amazing.
We loved it.
We loved it.